some of these books I had a hand in, and I very much deeply appreciate. And our brother Jade Nicholson, known to all of us, has written a book about the Pell family. It's called A Hillside of Blessing. There are still some copies. It's all about this family that was here when the Christians who meet here at the Northwest Gospel, when this fellowship, it started at a different location, but back in the 1920s, they had done evangelism, street evangelism, home Bible studies, and had seen an assembly raised up. And the Johnsons, the Smith clan, some of us who've been around, the Marvins, they all knew the Pells. And so we, the McKendricks, we all had this very wonderful relationship with them. Grace Pell, she and her brother Will had really started Rest Haven Nursing Home. And Peter and Will Pell were the evangelists who started the assembly here. So, get this book. That's the mandate. And I can say so much about them. Grace was a radiant Christian. And Peter and Will, they were both baptized by Harry Ironside. Peter went on to preach with Harry. And he had a delightful ministry. I remember listening to him, and Tim Donahue and I were out in the foyer, and we were talking to one another, and we said, "Isn't it wonderful to be saved?" It was so delightful listening to Peter's ministry. Now, a man who mentored Will and Peter Pell, and was a little bit older than they were, was Leonard Sheldrake. And there's a few copies of Our Lord Jesus Christ, A Plan of Renown. This is a devotional book. And everyone who ever reads this book wants to hoard copies and give them out to their friends. It is such a good devotional book. He would stand by the window at night and he'd look out and he would say to his wife, "Perhaps today." A man who, where the morning star was rising in his heart, loved the Lord's coming. It's been a beautiful book. Now, this is a more of a difficult read, but very much worth it, called The Pilgrim Church by E.H. Broadbent. And it traces what we would call the underground church from the most ancient times right up to the present. And this book really changed my life. For me, as I saw the charitable way, really a godly example of good writing, where he was so delivered from partisanship, for me, it broke the back of sectarianism in my thinking. And I'm not saying I'm free of it, but I do see it as a deep evil and a deep hindrance to the work of God. And so get this book. If you like to read, you want a serious book, read this book. If you like serious reading. Okay.